Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why customers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, coincidentally, I just learned what a Canadian tuxedo is today.
Oh, jeans and a blue jeans and a jean jacket?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was jean shirt and jeans.
I feel like
I think it can be.
Just a jeans top and bottom.
All right. Denim.
Yeah. Denim all the way around?
Yeah.
Well, it was on this date in 1873, San Francisco businessmen Levi Strauss and Reno, Nevada tailor Jacob Davis are given a patent to create work pants reinforced with metal rivets.
Yep.
Marking the birth of one of the world's most famous garments.
Those must have been so stiff and hard to wear. Think about that. Because they were, even
jeans. I like
jeans,
it when you talk like that.
Yeah. Keep going.
I did say stiff.
Right, slow down. I'm almost there.
Stiff and hard.
In the morning.
The oldest existing pair of jeans are from like 1840.
Yeah,
like,
there's a pair they found in a... I think there's like a pair that's the oldest pair they still exist. Yeah. They found it in a mine.
And like
somebody was
mud.
In there and took their pants off in a mine.
Yeah, like
mud,
encased
right?
in mud. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know those ones were extra stiff and hard when they found them.
I love that some miner was just getting off on them. Mm-hmm. I'll take my pants off here in the mine. And, oh, I forgot my pants. Oh, it collapsed.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, no.
My pants are gone.
So he made it, but the jeans did not.
Yes, they weren't on a skeleton.
Yeah,
they weren't on a skeleton. They were just found. Yeah, yeah.
Him and Clementine got out of there.
A couple weeks ago, we had the pleasure to talk to Bob Odenkirk off the air because the interview had to be run this week because for time purposes and when the
I think the movie was in theaters.
Yeah,
the movie is streaming as of now.
Right.
That's what they wanted to promote.
Right. So I say we run the interview now, which we're going to, and then just take us right to commercial break, push.
All right, sounds good.
Todd's out pooping or something.
Here's how it goes. Yeah.
So would you say you knew Gunderson well?
Gunderson, yeah. I knew him pretty well. It was sad the way he, But he liked to drink. He liked to fish, so the way I see it, he died doing what he loved best. You fish?
When I was a kid, with my dad. You?
Me? No. Probably the only one in town who don't. But in the end, death comes for us all, don't it, lawman?
I'm like getting the sheriff out of you, huh?
If you really were, you would, but are you?
You've been listening to my internal monologue, haven't you?
Bob Odenkirk with us. This is Todd and Tyler. Appreciate you calling the program. The release of Normal on where you rent your movies anytime coming up here on streaming.
Available on all the digital platforms. And if it's not available on your favorite digital platform, get rid of that digital platform. Bob Odenkirk with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, Big fans, by the way, Bob. I'm sure you've been asked this question a bunch of times, but obviously your comedy career is what started. Did you ever think you'd be where you're at when it comes to drama?
No, not in a million years, man.
Wow, man.
I was writing comedy. I love comedy. I wrote for Saturday Night Live, wrote some Tenacious D, wrote Mr. Show, all kinds of things that people know, a lot of cultish kind of comedy that I love.
Yeah, we do too.
And then I got this crazy opportunity to play Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And then that cracked the whole thing open.
Yeah, but that really pissed David Cross off.
he's mad now.
David Cross calls the show once in a while. He's a good dude, and you guys are still friends, obviously, right?
Yeah, we climbed Machu Picchu together.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
you know that. Yeah, we made a documentary about it, so we're going to show that at the Tribeca Film Festival. Wait,
did you take the train or did you do the hike?
No, we did the hike. We did the old Inca Trail.
Because
4 or 5 days or whatever.
I think the highest altitude on that trail I've read is like 16,000 feet. How'd you handle that?
Oh, no, it's 13,800 feet.
Oh, you can handle that.
Well, they did it already.
Yeah.
During the documentary about it, right. Yeah.
You're pretty high up there. We had a great time. And we're good friends, and I love them, and we're writing a play together.
Oh, excellent. So, Bob Odenkirk.
We'll work together again.
What do you like better? Do you like comedy, or do you like acting in the series stuff?
Artie, I hate answering that question.
I'll tell you the truth. I like writing the comedy, and I like acting the drama.
Okay.
Writing comedy is obviously very fun. You laugh, and you joke around, and it's really a hoot. Acting drama is rewarding. It feels like you went somewhere, you know, like you really... you did something, because otherwise acting can somewhat feel like you're a talking prop.
Right. Yeah. Our buddy Bobcat Goldthwait said that about acting. He said he always felt stupid doing it. I shouldn't say talking, but, because he felt like he was just playing along. But Bob Odenkirk with us, by the way.
Yeah, you can feel stupid doing it. Trust me.
What do you remember about the filming of Nebraska? You hung around these parts. We're kind of acquainted with Alexander Payne.
I had the greatest time doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alexander Payne, June Squibb, Will Forte, Bruce Dern. I guess probably the thing I remember most is sitting with Bruce Dern and listening to him tell stories about Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
And you get into that 2 degrees of separation from yourself and Marilyn Monroe, and you're like, wow.
What kind of story?
That's wild.
Yeah, tell us a Marilyn Monroe story.
I'm not telling tales out of school, because Bruce has actually told these stories a lot. And if you get his autobiography, they're in there.
Okay.
Bruce Dern has an excellent autobiography that, if you know Bruce's work, you should pick up his book.
We do.
And read it. You'll get a great time out of it. But he talks about Marilyn going to the Actors Studio in New York and taking classes in acting, and how he walked her home one day, and they were talking about acting, and she wasn't sort of as famous yet as she would become.
Okay.
And 1 year later, he walked her home again, and she was world famous, and she couldn't be in public at all.
Wow.
He had to, you know, hide away in a car with her, get her there to the back entrance. They couldn't be seen because she was just too famous. And he talked to her about acting, and she had thoughts on it. You know, she tried. She was very serious about it. She made a lot of movies, you know.
Yes, she
and
did.
People don't know all the stuff she did. And I think a really special person. Terrible shame what happened there, because she was a formidable person. And it's just fame can really fame's a weird experience. And, of course, the fame level she was on was another, like, that's just a level that's dangerous for a human being to have.
Bob Odenkirk with us. Bob, the Normal's out now on video, and the people that, excuse me, on streaming video, and people have never seen it before. Quick synopsis of the movie Normal.
Oh, I play Ulysses. He's a temporary sheriff in the town of Normal, Minnesota. Small town, middle America. And somehow they've got a lot of money floating around. And that ain't right. And the previous sheriff died in mysterious ways. And so there's like a suspense element for about 25 minutes. It's kind of like an old Hitchcock film for a little while.
Cool.
And then it's a pure action film, and things blow up, and everything blows up. And it's really a fun, riotous ride, directed by Ben Wheatley, great British director. And you will have a great time. And if you check out Normal, if you're going to watch Normal, get a bunch of friends over, watch it with a bunch of people. They have to like action films, and they have to like horror films, and they will have the greatest time.
I've heard it described as a action/dark comedy. Is that accurate?
Yeah. It's also called a neo-western.
Okay.
It's kind of a modern western. It's a little like High Noon, if you know that film, or Bad Day at Black Rock. It's a little bit like... High Plains Drifter. If you ever saw those old Clint Eastwood films.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If you remember, in High Plains Drifter, do you remember that he had to get the whole town to work with him?
Yep.
Do you remember that story? They all hated him, and then he needed him, and then he had to get them to work with him. So there's a little bit of High Plains Drifter in the movie Normal.
Well, I got to see this now. That's probably, if you said, what's your favorite Clint Eastwood movie? I would probably go with High Plains Drifter.
And Bob, the host you're talking
to.
The host you're talking to are the exact same age as you. So, yeah, we all watch the same stuff, which is really cool. Hey, by the way, Henry Winkler was on the show with us a couple months back, and he told us he was going to be in this movie. How'd you get Henry Winkler, or how'd they get Henry Winkler? He's great, obviously. Yeah.
Well, a big surprise to have Henry in this part. Now, you guys got to see this movie.
We're going to. I'm sold.
I'm sold.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sure.
Are you squeamish when you watch on-screen violence?
No.
Are you squeamish? Do you watch horror films ever?
No.
Not a big horror movie, but I'm not squeamish for the on-screen violence.
I'll just.
Neither am I. Yeah. Neither am I. I don't watch a lot of horror films, but I'm just asking because this movie veers into that area sometimes. But it's more of an action comedy.
Okay.
And with this, and again, this suspense chapter that's like an old Hitchcock film, this first 30 minutes of the movie where he's in this town, something's not right, he knows something's not right, he keeps getting clues, but he keeps sort of avoiding looking at those clues.
Right.
And one of the things I love about this movie is I finally get to play a character who's my age.
Okay.
You know, I've been playing guys who are like 15, 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And I mean sort of mentally my age. Like,
got it.
Yeah. He sees the world through the eyes of a 60-year-old guy who knows that not going to change things all that much. He's got to accept it for what it is. He's just world weary. He's beat up a little bit by life.
All right.
And I love playing a person who's my age because I've been too many years I've been playing guys who are impetuous and young in annoys me.
We gotta let you go, Bob, and thank you for calling. Bob Odenkirk, Normal is out right now where you get your videos, and we will watch it, we promise you, man. And take care of yourself.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care. Right,
thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
See you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Odenkirk.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.